Back home and to Dublin, where a second council has stopped buying up homes for sale with people already renting staying on. The tenant in situ scheme, brought in when an eviction ban ended almost 2 years ago, allows people to continue to rent their home if their landlord is selling, with the local authority or the housing agency buying the home if they're at risk of being homeless. But Fingal Council in North Dublin, along with Dublin City Council, has stopped taking applications, saying the money given to them for this year is gone already. Louise O'Reilly is Sinn Féin TD for Dublin, Fingal West and party spokesperson on social protection. Louise O'Reilly, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Well, what's your understanding of what's going on here?
Well, it's very simple, and it was put fairly simply to myself in a letter. And I'll just quote you from the letter if I can. It said the second hand acquisition allocation for 2025 has been exhausted. So effectively, that's it. They have purchased in Fingal County Council as many houses as they can. There were 60 at the beginning of the year that were paused due to a lack of funding. They've now been told that that the tenant in situ purchase won't go ahead. So that's 60 very devastated families, I can tell you, because I'm dealing with some of them. So it is honestly as simple as that, as they don't have yes. enough money to continue. And therefore, when someone rings my office or presents themselves as homeless with their notice to quit down to Fingal County Council, the only option open to them is to find private rented accommodation. And sure, you and I both know that that's next to impossible in Dublin at the moment, or indeed virtually anywhere else.
Yes, the council in a statement, like in the letter to you, say that the funding allocation of 20 million for second-hand acquisitions, including tenant in situ for 2025, has been exhausted. But the Department of Housing in a statement says more money has been allocated for the scheme this year, more money than last year, and that Fingal County Council has been allocated 20 million in 2025, of which 8.6 million has been recouped up to the end of May. So which is it?
Well, the council tell me they don't have any money, that they have spent it all, and that they're that they can't continue with the tenant in situ purchase. But even if we take that, so the last year the spend was 39.9 million. Still, the numbers in emergency accommodation grew, but the spend by Fingal County Council was 39.9 million. This year, it's capped at 20 million. And what they tell me is that that is gone. Now, I know from my own experience in my office that I've talked to people who were in the tenant in situ process and have now been told that that will not continue. And those people, Gavin, are absolutely devastated. So, you know, on the one hand, the government are saying that they have given money. Fingal County Council say they have it. But at the end of the day, the important thing here are the families who are coming into to my office, who are presenting themselves as homeless down in Fingal County Council, and there is no option for them other than emergency accommodation. This, the tenant in situ programme, is virtually the only, in fact it is the only homeless prevention measure that the council have at their disposal. The alternative for people is to go into emergency accommodation, and that's really that's just not acceptable. And if I can, I want to just say to well done to Niamh Towey, because she in the Irish Times, she has been reporting on this now for a while, and she's been consistently reporting in relation to not just the tenant in situ but housing in general. But in terms of the tenant in situ, this is work that has, you know, like journalists are doing it, they're uncovering that this is happening. The council have written to me. It doesn't seem to be a secret, but at the bottom line here is, this is families. This is the only homeless prevention measure that they have, and it's very, very hard to deal with these families, and you can't even give them any hope. But they know that they're going to have to yes. head towards emergency accommodation. It's just heartbreaking.
So for Fingal, a drop of from 39 million spent last year to 20 million allocation mm-hmm. this year, and a drop from 121 houses with tenants bought last year to 32 this year. And there were further restrictions on the people who qualify this year as opposed to last year. The home had to have been rented under housing assistance payments for at least 2 years, yes?
Yes, that's right. The criteria now is for families, for older persons and persons with disabilities. So, yeah, they have tried to narrow the criteria, but still the demand is huge. I mean, most of the people that I see, you know, I don't know what image your listeners might have of the picture of homelessness in the state at the moment, but most of the people that I see in my office in Balbriggan or in any of my advice clinics, they're working, they're families, and they are priced out out of the housing market, so they are on the social housing list. But many of these people, they're working hard, and for them, the thoughts of having to go to emergency accommodation, it's really hard to hold down a job if you're in emergency accommodation. But it's really, really hard for the families that are going to have to sit down with their kids now, kids who thought they were going to a school in Balbriggan and Skerries and Rushallusk or wherever in North County Dublin, and say to them, yes, we're going to try and keep you in the school, but we're going to emergency accommodation. We don't know where that is, but we're going to try our best to keep you in the school. But the emergency accommodation, Gavin, could be in Lucan, it could be in Talla, and it's not easy to get to Balbriggan from Talla in the morning with kids, you know. So I would really, at this stage, urge the government to fund this scheme. Okay. It is literally the only homeless prevention measure that the council have at their disposal at the moment.
Louisa Riley, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West. Thank you for speaking with us. 7:30, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Brian Jennings has the latest news.